Okay. We're going to do, at first,
looks like a number of different sugya, but in fact, it's one sugya.
And a rather important one that affects all kinds of different things, and some of the concepts that we're going to encounter are relevant to many, many different areas, many different sugyot, that we're not even going to touch on today. But there are a lot of important tools here, and that's why I wanted to do this. Let's start with a Reb Chaim. Start with a Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says that we don't have everything here. It's not on the page. It's not on the page. I'm going to tell it to you and you'll see. Okay, that's on the other side. One of the Rambams moved somehow in the process of cutting and pasting. It's here. It's just in a funny place. It's on the second side of the page. So we're going to have to... it belongs... it doesn't matter. Okay, well... Interesting. Okay. There are two Rambams of relevance, and we'll get to them, Bezra Hashem. But let's start with the following. There's a famous Reb Chaim. And I, even though it doesn't appear in his Sefer on the Rambam, which is the only really official thing that he wrote himself, as opposed to things that come from his Talmidim, which are less authoritative, this I know for a fact. Let me put it this way. I'm rather convinced that Reb Chaim really said this. I know this from many, many years ago, in Beis Medrash at YU, when I tried to argue the point of this Reb Chaim with Rav Aaron Soloveitchik Zatzal for a long time, and I came out of that discussion convinced of two things. One is that clearly Reb Chaim really did say it, and secondly, never try to convince a Soloveitchik that Reb Chaim is wrong about anything. But anyhow, nonetheless, it was edifying to that degree. So, but that was... obviously wonderful discussing it with him, but tremendous gadol. But kartachton, I think that we have to look at what the Rambam says and see the evidence for ourselves. The Gemara in Pesachim says as follows. We'll get to what Reb Chaim says in just a moment. But the Gemara in Pesachim says as follows. V'hashta d'kaimelan d'chuli alma or urtahu, okay, that when it says or labasar, both, right, that we do b'dikat chametz or larbasar, that means nighttime. So the Gemara asks, "Michtei ben l'Rabbi Yehuda ben l'Rabbi Meir, chametz eno aser ela mishei shaot ulamala, benivdok b'shit." Why do we have to? Chametz doesn't come aser until midday of erev Pesach. Why do we have to do b'dikat chametz already the night before? B'chi tema. So you'll tell me, I have a good reason why we do it ahead of time, because zrizim makdimim l'mitzvot. Right, we have this concept that a person who zariz is makdim l'mitzvah, and there are different interpretations of what exactly this means, which we're not going to get into right now. It involves different rishonim, whether it means that we do it as early as possible, whether it means that in prioritizing the different things I'm going to do that day, I put the mitzvah first. But in any case, whatever it means, that zariz tries the mitzvah as soon as possible, in some sense or other. So we'll say that zariz is makdim l'mitzvah. So nivdok mitzafra. So start in the morning. But why do we have to start the night before? How do I know that starting in the morning is the most that's needed in terms of being a zariz? That even zrizut has its limits, which is an interesting point. As it says, dechtiv uvayom hashmini yimo basar alato. It says that mila is on the eighth day. Vitanya. It says regarding that, it says kol hayom kulo kashal mila. It says Bayom Ashmini, so the whole day is kasher for Mila. El Shizriz and Makdim LeMitzvah. So you're supposed to do it as soon as possible. Shenemar Vayashkeim Avram Baboker. So you see that what does it mean to be a Zariz? Vayashkeim Avram Baboker, to begin first thing in the morning. So if Mila can be done any time, right? So but we do it from the morning. So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, B'shash b'nei Adam mitzuyim b'beitehem v'oraner yafel l'bdika. So the Gemara gives a whole explanation why b'dikat chametz is most, why they were talking to do it at night, because that's the best time, everyone's home, and it's dark, so the candle is effective, v'chule v'chule. B'seder. So this Gemara tells us that Mila, right, that Mila is really mitzad. Now, there are two components. In terms of the mitzvah of Mila per se, the chiyuv is to do it anytime during the day. Right? Anytime during the day. But, in terms of Zeriza, we should do it as early as possible. Okay? If I wait until 3 in the afternoon to do Mila on the 8th day, the Gemara is very clear that I was not mivatel the mitzvah aseh of Mila, and I wasn't a Zariz. Right? I wasn't a Zariz, but I wasn't mivatel the mitzvah Mila even for those hours and minutes until I do the Mila. Right? That we see from this Gemara. So there's a question that many poskim discuss, and it looks in the it's discussed in the Pitkei Tshuva and Yoredei and Hilchot Mila and quoting different Shalot Tshuva. Achronim discuss the following question: let's say that you have two children and one mohel. Okay, we have one mohel in town, one mohel in the area, one mohel could reasonably get to do the Mila. And there are two children who need a Brit Mila. And the question is, who comes first? One child, it's the 8th day. Okay, it's Mila Bismana. Okay, Mila Bismana, Ram talks about great length, great mitzvah. It's on a different level than Mila after the 8th day. So one is Mila Bismana, it's the 8th day. The other one, the child, it's not Mila Bismana, it's already the 9th day, let's say. The child was not well, was jaundiced, whatever it is, you couldn't do Mila Bismana. So you put it off. Or for whatever reason, it was Ben Ashmash out of Shabbos, it was any of the reasons why you don't do Mila Bismana. So the Mila is on the 9th day. No one did anything wrong, but the Mila came out on the 9th day, whatever, but it's not Mila Bismana. So many poskim say, I think we would all expect, that Mila on the 8th day takes priority over Mila on the 9th day. It's a greater mitzvah. So you first do the child. Right, the mole, when he's organized, he first does the 8th day child, the 8th day child, and then he does the 9th day child. Okay, that's the normal assumption. Okay, that's the normal assumption. Along comes Reb Chaim, and he says a fascinating chiddush. And it makes a lot of sense. He says like this. The Torah defines the mitzvah bismana, the mila bismana rather, as being on the 8th day. Whether I do it in the morning, or I do it in the afternoon, whether I do it at 8 o'clock, or 6 o'clock, or at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that's the same mitzvah. The Torah says, "Bayom hashmini yimo b'sar alato." There's a definition of the 8th day, and I've fulfilled that requirement as long as I've done Mila sometime on the 8th day. Continues Reb Chaim, but, on the 9th day, Torah doesn't speak about a 9th day, or a 10th day, or 11th day. There's no such thing as Mila on the 9th day. There's Mila on the 8th day, and then there's Mila after the 8th day. Says Reb Chaim, once the 8th day is over, the clock is ticking, and every second, every moment that I postpone the Mila, I am mivatel, not permanently, but for that time, I'm being mivatel, that mitzvah say. So says Reb Chaim, the Mila of the 8th day child, so I can wait till 3 hours later, I can wait till 5 hours later. It's not Zeriza? What do you mean? The mole's not available now. He's busy with a different mitzvah. So what's the problem? And even if it's my fault, but which is not, but even if it were, so okay, so I'm not a Zariz. But not a Zariz is not the same as being Mevatel a mitzvah. Just mean, you know, okay, so I'm not a tzaddik, I'm not Rosh Hashanah, but Mila on the 9th, they have to do it immediately. So Reb Chaim said that you should do Mila for the 9th day child, and then do Mila for the 8th day child. This is the Chiddush Reb Chaim. And mitzad hasvara, it makes a tremendous amount of sense. It's very compelling. Okay? It's very compelling. However, let's take a look at the Rambam for a moment. And there are two Rambams. There are two Rambams that I think are very clear. Obviously, there are those who would not agree with me. But let's take a look. The first Rambam you have here, second source, first side, Ein malin la'olam ela b'yom achar alot hashachar. Mila can only be done, whether it's bisman or shlo bisman, has to be done during the daytime, after alot hashachar. Bein b'yom hashmini shehu zmana, bein shlo bisman shumitshi v'hala, shenemar b'yom hashmini b'yom v'lo b'layla. Mal misha'alam ar hashachar kasher, V'chol hayom kashal mila, v'afal pi kei mitzvah lahakdim b'tchilat hayom, shizrizim makdimim l'mitzvah. Now clearly the Rambam here is codifying the Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Dalet, correct? Right, that's obvious. The Rambam places it in a context, the Rambam extends and places in a broader context insofar as the Rambam says this by what kind of Mila? What kind of Mila? Mila when? On the eighth day? Ninth day? The Rambam here says, Eimalim la'olam ela b'yom, achar lo tashamesh. Bein b'yom ha'shmini shehizmana, bein shelo b'zmana, shubmitshi v'hala. Okay? Doesn't make a difference, right? The Rambam says, Mila has to be, but they continue. He says, "Mal misha alam amud hashah." This is Gemara Pesachim. V'chol yom kashul mila. Rice is kashul. V'chol yom kashul mila. V'chol v'kiyam mitzvah lahakdim b'tchilat hayom shizrizim makim l'mitzvah. Right? If I do it in the afternoon, I'm makayim the mitzvah. But what? Azaris. Now, I ask you. Reb Chaim says that this halacha, the second half of the Rambam here, is only true, right? He takes this Gemara Pesachim and says, that's only true by Mila on the eighth day. But Mila on the ninth day, this is not true of. It's not just that you're not a Tzaris, it's that you weren't Mekayim the Mitzvah, right? So I'm asking you.
But the Rambam thinks it's just Tzaris birthdays.
I'm asking you what the Rambam says. According to Reb Chaim, what you have to say is, I think, what you have to say is, that the first half of the Rambam, he is specifically telling you that we're talking about both Mila Bizmana and Mila Shelo Bizmana. But then in the second half, he's Davka only talking about the eighth day, and this would not be true on the ninth day. The Rambam neglected to mention that we now are only talking about the eighth day and not the ninth day. And nowhere tells us that the ninth day would be different. It's not Kilu, there's another Rambam that tells us otherwise. Now, how likely is that? The Achron who tried, I mean, aside from Rav Aaron, the Achron Bakit Var Avram who tried to defend the Reb Chaim, I think it's not what the Rambam says. It's not what the Rambam says. If you turn the page, look on the other side of the sheet.
Wait, what was his first statement? That it has to be during the day and it can't be
at first night. Statement, he talks, right, it has to be Davka during the day and not at night. And he says that we're talking about whether it's Bizman or Lo Bizman. And then Rambam continues and says, and therefore, if you do it during the day, any time during the day, you're Yotze, it's just that you're not as Zaris if you wait till later. How could it be that the end of the Rambam is only talking about on the eighth day and Davka, it's not true on the ninth day? The Rambam doesn't bother to tell us that. And like, this is the continuation of the same sentence of Chumash. I mean, it's because it's in the same halacha. It's a continuation of the same sentence. Then Mila has to be during the day, but any time that you do it during the day, you're Yotze. It's just that you're not a Zaris. No, but the second half is only talking about the eighth day, not the ninth day. I'm sorry, that's not what the Rambam is saying. Reb Chaim has an excellent point. That's not what the Rambam is saying. Similarly, and this is, I think, also, but the first raya, I think, is just like absolutely ironclad. Second, okay, people quibble, but I still think it's very powerful. The Rambam says, "Ein malin b'no shel adam shelo midato." I'm going to see the top of the second side. Okay, top of the second side. "Ein malin b'no shel adam shelo midato elim kein avar v'nimna lamulo shebet malino tobal karcha." Nit'ale mibeten v'lo malo oto. Let's say a child grew up, and for some reason, the father didn't do Mila on the son, the Jewish community didn't do Mila on the son, the child grows up, and we're in the top of the second sign. Rambam. Top of the second sign. Sorry, this just was out of, it moved around in the copying and cutting and pasting somehow, I don't know exactly. Okay, so watch what he says. Now, if a child grows up, and no one thought to it that he had a Brit Mila, and now he finds himself grown up, he's now bar mitzvah, right? Kishigadel, meaning when he's 13 years old. Hu chayav lamul et atzmo. Then it becomes his responsibility. And he has to see to it that he has a brit milah. That's the way he says. V'chol yom vayom she'yavor ala mishigadel V'lo yamul et atzmo, harei mevatel mitzvat aseh. Aval eno chayav kari da'at she'emot v'hu arel v'mezim. Okay. Says the Rambam, if he becomes a gadol. Now, have you ever met someone who is bar mitzvah, where it's the eighth day since they're born? Okay, it doesn't happen, right? Contradiction in terms. Okay, so clearly we're talking about someone, it's not the eighth day, it's Mila Shalob Bizman, right? Okay, so now Mila Shalob Bizmana, talking about Mila Shalob Bizmana, the case where the Reb Chaim says, you're mevatel the mitzvah, when are you mevatel mitzvah according to Reb Chaim? Every moment. Every instant, every moment.
Every day.
What do you say? Bechol yom vayom pashtus. I know that people try to explain it away or whatever. Pashtus it is. If Reb Chaim were right, he should say, you know, every minute, every, you know, not every day. So, you have to work very hard.
But I understand how that contradicts.
Because here we're talking about Mila Shalo Bizmana, right? It's not on the eighth day. And yet, when does the Ram say you're Mevatel a Mitzvah? Each day that passes. Not each moment that passes. Right? And that's not just a question of semantics or, you know, whatever, hashkafic. I mean, that's halacha l'maisa. That's a very big difference. That's Reb Chaim's whole point. That the eighth day you're Mevatel it by not doing it the whole day. So here we have two Edim Ksherim against this Pshat of Reb Chaim, which leads me at the following point. By the way, I'm not going to try to answer Reb Chaim. That's not the point. But I want to answer something else. I want to answer the Rambam. Meaning, I don't think that we can accept what Reb Chaim says as a maskana. However, it's a very powerful kasha. Right? In other words, if I'm correct that the Rambam is saying that Mila Shalob Bizmana Yer Mevatel every day, not every minute, right? But Reb Chaim has an excellent point. The Torah doesn't talk about the ninth day and the tenth day and the eleventh day. So the question is, why not? Why doesn't the Rambam say like Reb Chaim? Okay? I'm very sympathetic to Reb Chaim's point, mitzvah svara. But the facts are the facts. You can't start with the theory, you start with the facts. So my question is, these are the facts. What's the theory? How do you understand? Okay, that's question number one. Someone has to keep track of the questions because we're going to lose track. There are a lot of them. Yeah?
Is the Rambam saying that once he's 13, then that's when he starts being mevatel mitzvah aseh?
Because he's not chayav min haTorah mitzvah aseh until then. It's like any other mitzvah. This is not a halach in Mila. It's saying just in general, he becomes a gadol at that point, and so then he becomes responsible for mitzvah, including seeing to it that he has a brit mila. And from that first day, every day that he waits, he's mevatel the mitzvah.
So why can't that be parallel to a father having milchiyuv to give his son mila? If it's supposed to be that it's supposed to be 8 days, then it should be the same thing. The 8 days should parallel the 13, and the father should have to give the son, should make sure that the son has a brit as soon as possible.
Of course you should.
But it's the day. It's
not to argue that.
Yeah, but wouldn't that mean that, like, wouldn't that be that, I guess it argues both ways, that you could say that he should have more, his chiyuv is more dominant at that moment, so his son
Why is the chiyuv not on the father at this point?
No, meaning that the son, that the one that's not bizman should be the one going first. But you could argue the same way that, well, since it's Bizman, if it's Bizman, then that one should be first.
It's a greater mitzvah. I think that's why they would say. Okay.
Can you not look at the eighth day after turning by mitzvah as the same day of after birth, like as soon as the chiyuv kicks in?
No, it doesn't work that way. Let me look for it. But in any case, even if it does, but I don't think it works that way, but let's say it did, right? Which I don't think there's any, I don't think that that would work, but naniach, but the Rambam says, bechol yom bayom, each and every day. So it's not just that, not just about when he, the day turns 13, it's not about the next day and the next day. Right? So, I mean, okay. The first question is, so the Rambam says that on the ninth day as well, you're not mevatel it unless you don't do it for the whole ninth day. The question is why? Where do we get this concept of a ninth day from? I'm saying, where do we get that idea from? I'm just taking Reb Chaim's point, but Reb Chaim says, "Ein achinami," and I'm saying, but you see, it's not true, so why isn't it true? How do we justify with the, you know? Okay. I think that Reb Chaim's theory is ostensibly correct, however, it correct mitzvah asfara, but the problem is it doesn't fit the facts, so then we have to understand, we go back to the facts and say, okay, so how do we understand the facts? What is the svara behind it? Now, I know that this is not the popular approach, but this is, I think, the way one ought to go about things, that you start with the facts and work through the theory, not the other way around. Okay, next. Okay, we all know the Rambam has a very famous shita. Okay, we're going to hit a bunch of different areas of Torah, you see, Abriyat. Number two. The Rambam has a very famous shita, that there's a chiyuv min ha-Torah, to daven each and every day. Correct? Okay. It's daven each and every day. Min ha-Torah. That is known as the Rambam Shita. Like many things, the Rambam was not the first nor the last to say that. Okay? But the Rambam popularized that Shita. Okay. To the best of my knowledge, the first, let's say, I'm not including Tanam and Amoram, that, you know, Rishonim will argue whether they mean this or that, but the first to clearly state that Tefillah is min ha-Torah was not the Rambam, but to the best of my knowledge, it was Rav Sadia Gaon. Okay, it was Rav Sadia Gaon. And like many things that are known as unique shitot of the Rambam, often people don't realize that both in the realm of philosophy and the realm of halacha, the Rambam very often borrowed from Rav Sadia Gaon. Okay, very often follows Rav Sadia Gaon. Doesn't tell us, but like he doesn't quote his, doesn't footnote Bichlal. And he talks about that himself, why and what, but bottom line is that many things that we know as famous shitot of the Rambam, whether in Mor Nevuchim or in Mishnah Torah or elsewhere, come from Rav Sadia Gaon. Okay, and this is a very seldom acknowledged fact, but if you look at it, it's very, very clear. That's a good thing to know. Okay. There are many things, I mean, the truth of the matter is that a major part of, I mean, the whole thrust, the whole general idea of what Mor Nevuchim is about is based on Rav Sadia Gaon and Amunot Deot. But in any case, and the Rambam clearly had huge respect for Rav Sadia Gaon. He was one of the few individuals amongst Chachmei Yisrael, after the Chatirat HaTalmud, that the Rambam quotes with great respect. In any case, he has one letter in which he writes about Rav Sadia Gaon that if it weren't for him, the Torah would have been lost, and you know how he saved Judaism, and which is a very high praise from the Rambam. In any case, but be that as it may, the Rambam says Mitzvah Asei LePalel B'chol Yom Shneamar Vavatim Hashem El Kechem. מפי השמוע למדו שעבודה זוהי תפילה, שנאמר, ולעבדו בכל לבבכם. אמרו חכמים, איזו עבודה שבלב זו תפילה. Then the Rambam adds, ואין מניין התפילה מן התורה, ואין מישן התפילה זו מן התורה, ואין לתפילה זמן קבוע מן התורה. Right, all these things are added, these are drabanan extensions of the Deoraita. Okay? Which is why, and it's not our topic today, but this is why, contrary to what sometimes you see or hear, and we can discuss it another time, not right now, that not only according to Ramban and most Rishonim, where it's clear that for sure the favors that women are obligated in tefillah, at least shacharit and mincha, and that means Shmon Esrei, not just some bakasha, etc. This is true for the Rambam as well. Okay, sometimes people say that Rambam, you know, it's not true. And discuss that at a different time. It's I think black and white, and people try to quibble on it. It's black and white. Rambam was that we have an obligation to tefillah twice a day because it's a Rabbanan extension of the Doraita, and the Doraita is a mitzvah say Shein Hazman Grama. Okay, yes, Ella.
Sorry, just going back to the whole question that Reb Chaim raises on the Rambam, I don't understand.
You understand. Reb Chaim does not ask this as a kasha.
No, I'm saying from what he says, if you have a question.
So the question is, why doesn't he say like Reb Chaim? The Rambam says that on the ninth day, it's also just a lack of zrizut, and no more than that. You're not mevatel mitzvah if you wait till the afternoon. It's not that the clock is ticking every second. So I want to know, why isn't the clock ticking every second? The Torah doesn't define a ninth day or a tenth day or a 11th day. Okay. Okay. I'm just taking Reb Chaim's, you know, shita and turning it into a kasha on the Rambam. Say that?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is what the Rambam says. The Ramban, and the Rambam says this in Sefer HaMitzvah, as we'll see in a moment.
What does he say that you just said?
That there's a chiyuv d'oraita to daven every day.
Okay.
Not what, in other words, the particular requirements of what you have to daven, and how often, and what time of day, those are all drabanan. But to daven once a day, that's minat Torah. Okay? It says that the various pesukim that talk about love, do, babatem, etc., are referring to tefillah. Okay? Maybe talking about other things as well, maybe, but that's the specific mitzvah. And so in Sefer Mitzvot, Mitzvah Say Hey, and follow carefully this Mitzvah Say Hey, the fifth Mitzvah Say, says the Rambam, He shetivanu la'avdo kvar nechbal tivoy zeh pa'amayim, I'm sorry, pa'amim, meaning many times, ba'amro, va'avat mishem lachichem, ba'amro v'ato ta'avodu, ba'amro v'ato ta'avod, ba'amro la'avdo, ba'afal pish zeh tivoy, yugam min ha'tivoyim ha'kolim, kamo shebi'ana b'shor ha'shtal, and you'd think that it's a general statement and not a specific mitzvah, we shouldn't count on talking mitzvah. Hinei yesh bo yichud, there's a specific activity, a specific action. Shehu tziva b'tfilah v'lashon sifrei, lavdozo tfilah amru gamken, lavdozo talmud Torah, and so on and so forth. Okay. Mishnah tosh v'lezeh b'nosh v'ru yosei aglili amru says like this, amru minayin le'ikar tfilah b'tocha mitzvah Mehacha et Hashem alkachati rabo to ta'avod v'amru avdu b'tor tov avdu b'mikdasho kiloma lechat sham lepalelbo etc. Okay, so this is mitzvah hey. Along comes the Ramban in his Hasagah on Sefer Mitzvah. He says, and it's quoted by the Kesef Mishnah in his beginning of Hilchot Tefillah, says the Ramban, I don't understand. Naniach that va'avaditem lavdo, that all these psukim are talking about tefillah. Any other time about tefillah? Maybe it means that you have to daven once in your lifetime. Maybe it means you have to daven once a year, once a week. Rabban says be'etzara, correct? Okay, but so the Ramban concedes that mitzvah, but he says, but that you have to daven every day. And which of these psukim does it say you have to daven every day? The Kesef Mishnah comes along, gives an answer that is very weak. But Pasha is a powerful kasha on the Rambam. It's a powerful kasha on the Rambam. That's question number two. Okay? Beseder? Right? Naniach that Bavata means tefillah, but how do you know that you have to do it every day? Maybe once a week, maybe only on Shabbos, maybe only on Yom Kippur, maybe only Beit Sarah, maybe whatever, who knows? Maybe you decide where does this come from? This is question number two. Question number three. Are we ready for question number three? Here we go. Question number three. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah, Mitzvah Asay Yud. So we went from Mitzvah Hey, number five, to Mitzvah Yud, number 10. Okay? The Seder?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone agrees this is after Mitzvah Hey? Yes? Let's look what he says. He shetzivanu lekro kriyat shema b'chol yom arvit v'shacharit. B'hu amro v'dibar tabam v'shetecha b'techa. U'kvar hitba'arum b'mishpatei mitzvah zo v'masach ha'brachot. V'sham hitba'er t'kriyat shema d'oraita. Okay? The Kriyat Shema is not right. Now, please make a mark. Make a mark right before V'lashon HaTosefta. Bracket or something, whatever, some kind of a mark before this, okay? Now we're going to read on. V'lashon HaTosefta. The Tosefta says in Brachot, K'shem She Natana Torah Keva L'Kriyat Shema. Just as the Torah gives a set time for Kriyat Shema, kach natnu chacham zman l'tfila, so too chachamim gave a set time for tefila. Kilomar. What does that mean? Kilomar. Shezmane hatfila inam minator. The times of the tefila are not minator. Amnam chovat hatfila atzma min hatorah. Kimo shebi'arnu. But the mitzvah itself is the oraita. V'chachamim zal sidru lazmanim, and chacham established the times. V'zeon yanamram tefilot k'neged t'midim tiknum kilomar sidru zmaneh b'zmaneh hakrava. Okay, please make another sign if you want a close bracket or whatever you'd like. Okay, and please mark off that section that we just read, and let's continue. U'mitzvah zo ein hanashim chayavalpa. Okay, as Kriyat Shema, women are not obligated.
Why did you put the bracket in between?
You'll see. Okay, I'd like you to look at the bracket, the bracketed part, okay, the part that it's bracketed on. I want you to see two things. First of all, if you look at the bracketed section, it would be even better if you highlight it, but you'll see that this is mamish, the bulk of this mitzvah, right? He devotes to this section. Now, in this section, the Rambam basically gives us his proof for what? Ostensibly, what's he telling us here? Well, I'm talking about in the section we just bracketed. He's telling us that the Zman of Tefillah is the Rabbanim. What's the implication? The Zman of Tefillah is the Rabbanim. But what?
The
Mitzvah is Doraita. So in other words, all of this shows us that what? That Zman... Right? That the mitzvah of tefillah is da'oraita. Right? So this whole section, which is most of this mitzvah seyud, where does this belong? Where should this be? In hey, where the Rambam tells us that where he talks about tefillah, this is about Kriyat Shema, right? Did the Rambam tell us anything about Kriyat Shema in this whole section? He talks about tefillah, right? Now, at the risk of repeating, but you know, what can I tell you? We know the Rambam was the most organized person who ever lived. Right? If not, he was of the second one. I mean, I don't know who the first is, but he, what's going on? Mitzah Hey, he tells us about his Shita that Tefillah is Doraita. He doesn't mention Tosefta, the Gemara and Brachot, this whole thing. Comes to Mitzah Yud. Oh, by the way, let me tell you all the stuff about Tefillah. It's talking about Kriyat Shema here. Isn't that strange? That's strange? Oh. Okay. Strange Rambam. Perhaps. Unless we have the key. So I will tell you that this brings back fond memories of many years ago, more accurately decades. I was walking around with my Sefer HaMitzvot from through the halls of YU, going from one Rosh Hashiva to another, asking them about this Sefer HaMitzvot, and not getting any place. I tried. So, what can you do? You're stuck. You have to figure it out. No choice, though. But I want to suggest an explanation for this Sefer HaMitzvot. But that's question number...
Three.
What's going on in this Rambam? What's going on in Sefer HaMitzvot? What's that saying? Beseder? Okay, let's turn the page. There's another little kash in the Shai Vesarye, but we'll see if we have time, we'll get back to it. But it's not critical, we'll do it for the moment. We're up to number four? Yes,
yeah.
Number four? Okay, the big box on the second side. Fascinating. Okay, it takes a few steps to get to the kash, so bear with me. But it's all important. Let's take a look. Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Siman Nun Chet, Sif Vav. Okay. Sif Vav. Okay. Okay. So the Marsha, and many, many people talk about this, but the Marsha, for example, in his Chidushim on Sota, on Daf Chavbet, talks about the problem of people who are more halacha, Toch Mishnatam, Paskin based on Mishnayot, which are just like, this is us, this is Mutter, quick statements, without explanation, without the understanding of what the reasons are and what's based on, Mechule, are Mavle Olam, they're like destroyers of the world. And the Marsha says that similarly, someone passes from the Shulchan Aruch, so and without knowing the sugyot and what it's based on, where it comes from, and what the reasons are, so the Mavlil person should yell at them for doing it. It's a terrible thing. So the Shulchan Aruch, I want to show you a fascinating example. If you don't have the background, the context to put into it, you don't understand what's going on. Shulchan Aruch says something, it sounds very simple and straightforward, but it isn't at all. It says like this, Apo pi shezman animshach atzov hashah shlishit. Even though zman kriyat shema is until the end of the third hour, shout zman, yom. Im avra shah gimel v'lo kira'a. So, let's say you miss zman kriyat shema. Koreo ta bebirkotea kol shah dalet. So you have another hour, shout zman, yom, until zman tefillah. Shu shlish hayom, a third of the light time. Part of the day. Okay, so so he says you have another hour to say it with the brachot, because the brachot depend on sosman tefillah, okay, which is a machloket. Not everyone holds that, but that's what the Shulchan Aruch passes. Okay, it's a machloket. Whether you have all day, we can say Birchot Kriyat Shema all day. Whether you could say Birchot Kriyat Shema, we say Safek Bracha LaHakel. We only say Birchot Kriyat Shema until Sozman Tefillah, because that's because everyone agrees that you can say it until then. Okay, but after that time, so it's a Safek, so we don't say the brachot. V'im Avra Shah Dalev Velo Kraa. But let's say you miss Sozman Tefillah, so now you can't say Birchot Kriyat Shema anymore. But what about Kriyat Shema? Korah below birchotel kol yom. So then you say kriyat shema without the brachot. Beseder? So if you find yourself on a tiyul to tzvat, okay, and you walk in to the shul of the Beit Yosef, or Yosef Karo, and he's the rabbi of the shul there, and you wake up late, you overslept, your alarm didn't go off, and you go over to Rav Yosef Karo and say, I feel terrible, I meant to get up, my alarm clock didn't go off, it's now already after Sozman Tefillah. What do I do about Kriyat Shema? So what would he tell you to do? Say Kriyat Shema below Berchotah, correct? Mm-hmm. Okay. Why? Why? Why?
Because if we say
Sozman Kriyat Shema, why do you say Kriyat Shema? So before you tell me anything, the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah says Mikan ve'elach, right? That after Sozman Kriyat Shema, lo hifsid ka'adam shekari b'Torah, correct? And Mishnah Brachot says that if you miss Sozman Kriyat Shema, lo hifsid ka'adam shekari b'Torah, right? You can say it's like saying any other perek or prakim in Chumash. Beseder? The Gemara says, well, of course it's the discussion. The Gemara discussion in Rav Shlomo ben Ahar and then Chulakwa by the whatever. Reyona, but the Gemara says that it's no worse than learning any other part of Chumash. Now, the Gemara discusses why. Gemara Mishnah discusses why do we need to be told? Of course, it's no worse than any other part of Chumash. But what does that mean? It means that it means that it's after Sosma Kriyashma. I can still do that. It's a perek in Chumash, right? Prakim in Chumash. Say, but 1 second. I would say, hopefully respectfully and nicely, but I say, excuse me, but I want to go over this week's parsha. I want to do Vayechi. I don't want to do the parsha of Kriyat Shema. Or I want to learn, I'm in the middle of a sugi in Baal Kama. Or I want to, you know, be looking into Malacha of Dash. Or I, you know, whatever it is, I haven't met. Why Dafka this? Right? In other words, I know from the Mishnah and from the Gemara that I can say Kriyat Shema that. But l'chor, the Shulchan Aruch is saying one day, he's saying I should say Kriyat Shema. But it's after Sosman Kriyat Shema. What's the point of saying Kriyat Shema? So good, it's Ka'adim Shakar, very nice, so I should learn Torah. It's always nice to learn Torah. Good, but there are a lot of things to learn in Torah. Maybe I want to learn something else in Torah. Well, why dafka this? You know what I'm saying? Right? It looks very simple, but when you think about it, it's not simple at all. Now, I'm not going to ask for an answer, because you can't possibly answer this unless you know a piece of information, okay, or a couple of pieces of information. The first piece of information you have to know is, ready? First piece of information you need to know is who wrote the Kesef Mishnah. Who wrote the Kesef Mishnah? No, the Kesef Mishnah. Who wrote the Kesef Mishnah? The Kesef Mishnah was written by Rav Yosef Karo, okay, the author of the Beit Yosef and Shulchan Aruch, right? Rav Yosef Karo wrote many things, including the Kesef Mishnah, one of the classical commentaries on the Rambam. Okay? The Kesef Mishnah. And if you look in the Kesef Mishnah, in the end of Perek Aleph of Hilchot Kriyat Shema, you'll see something very interesting, which is not on the page, but we'll see the Rambam. We'll see what the Kesef Mishnah says about it, at least briefly. Kesef Mishnah has a fascinating theory. Okay, Kesef Mishnah has a fascinating theory. And whether we accept the theory or don't accept the theory, but the fascinating theory, we'd like to at least discuss the plausibility of it, not whether it's necessarily, but at least the plausibility of it. Kesef Mishnah says like this. The Rambam says in Hilchot Kriyat Shema, "Ve'ezehu zmana beyom," meaning daytime Kriyat Shema, "mitzvah tashiyatchil lekro kodem hanetzachama kadei sheyigmar lekro tulvarech bracha achrona im hanetzachama v'shirazeh kamo isur sha'ah kodem shetaleh hashemesh v'im icher v'kara Kriyat Shema achar shetaleh hashemesh yatzai yechavato shonata ad sof shal shod beyom l'mi sha'avar v'icher. Okay, that's Halacha Yud Aleph. Continues the Rambam, Halacha Yud Gimel. Here's where the Kesef Mishnah comes in. Hakorei achar shal shal biyom afilu haya anus lo yatzai de chovat Kriyat Shema ba'onata. You're not yosei Kriyat Shema ba'onata. Ba'onato. Kriyat Shema b'zman, as the Gemara says. Ela, hareyu kikorei b'torah umivarech lefaneha ulachareha kol hayom afilu icher v'karacha shal. So the Rambam, this is not how the Shulchan Aruch passing, because the Shulchan Aruch takes into account the other Rishonim, but says the Rambam, after a third of the day, you're not Yotzei Kriyat Shema Bizmana, but nonetheless, you say Birchot Kriyat Shema before and after. So Rav Yosef Karo has a number of questions. He has one answer for all these questions. I'm going to give you just two of the questions. He asks like this. He says, number one, I don't understand. How can you say Birchot Kriyat Shema if you're not Yotzei Kriyat Shema? How does the Rambam say that after Shal Shal you're going to say Birchot Kriyat Shema? Good? Question number one. Now the Rav Yosef Karo is assuming, Kesef Mishnah is assuming that the brachot of Kriyat Shema are brachot on the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, which is not Pasha, it's a big machlok of Rishonim, but that's what he assumes. Okay? One could argue with it, God, but there's Machlok Rishon B'Seder. That's one thing. Yeah. No, he's saying, if I'm not being Yotzei Kriyat Shema after Shal Shod, so what am I saying Berachot Kriyat Shema for? That's one question.
Wait, but I have a question.
Yes.
The Rambam says that in Chazaras you don't get Schar from it, right? You know, and we still say Berachot there.
Rambam say that you don't get schar from mitzvah and chazaras. You don't get schar like in Eretz Yisrael. There are two components.
Doing mitzvot and chazaras is just practice.
But nonetheless, you're talking about the Ramban, right? Ramban. But in any case, the point is the point is that the Ramban makes clear, but that's a whole discussion of itself. But it is, there are two components to the mitzvah. There's the component of the tzivoy and the component of the tam of the mitzvah. He's talking about the tam. The tzivoy, he says, clearly exists even in the chutzlar. We're mitzuvah to keep mitzvah even in the chutzlar. Right? But it's not the same as where it has its full meaning, which is in Eretz Yisrael. Okay? In any case, the point is that he says that. That's number one. Number two, there's a fascinating question. He says, the Torah says, b'shach b'cha u'b'kumecha. Right? B'shach b'kumecha. What do we hold? Minat Torah is machloket tanan, but we hold that minat Torah you yotze kriyat shema of bishach b'cha until when? When do you yotze kriyat shema of arvit? Minat Torah, not siag d'rabbana, but minat Torah you yotze all night. Why? Because bishach b'cha means not when people are going to bed, right? That's different sheet. But we hold that it's all night, because b'shachma means when people are sleeping, not when people are going to sleep. So says the Kesef Mishnah. One second. If we're going to say b'shach b'cha means the whole night, because it means the whole time of shchiva, not just when people are going to bed. Right, we pass like Chachamim, not like Rabbi Lezer. So, say the same thing by daytime. Why do we say Bekumecha is just when people are getting up? Same means the whole day when people are up. That's Kesef Mishnah's Kasha. Says the, like many things, he wasn't the first, but whatever, we'll get to it. Kitzur, this is what he says. This is what the Kesef Mishnah says. Therefore, he has a fascinating chiddush. Fascinating chiddush. Because Mish says like this. Because Mish says, look, what the Rambam means is that really the zman of Kriyat Shema Minat Torah, that really there's a mitzvah of Kriyat Shema Minat Torah all day, just like there is all night. And that's why you can say Birchod Kriyat Shema even later in the day. Really, Einachinami, Uvukumecha means all day, just like B'shachma means all night. However, Midrabanan, they said you have to say it by Sosman Kriyat Shema. That's why we say it at that time, you're not fulfilling that aspect, that's Rabbanan aspect of it, but you're still Yotze Kriyat Shema Minat Torah. Okay, you're not Yotze Kriyat Shema Mitzvah, but Yotze Kriyat Shema. So says the Kesef Mishnah, explaining the Rambam. Okay? That's how he answers both of his questions, and for that matter others, but those are the two primary ones. In Mela, we understand, right? What else do we understand now? We understand where the Shulchan Aruch is coming from, right? Shulchan Aruch is written by Rabbi Yosef Karo, the same person who wrote the Kesef Mishnah.
Why would you say without a bracha?
Because Safik bracha l'hakam, because he's not taking into account just the shita of the Rambam. What Rabbi Yosef Karo says in the Shulchan Aruch in terms of halacha maisa is a pshara between different shita of Rishonim. Beseder, right? He's saying like, what's my best bet, right? It's not he's not speaking here about a shita. He's speaking about I have all the shita on the table, and what's the best bet? Okay, so brachot safek bracha lahakel. So the Rishonim will say I can't say bracha kriyat shema after dalat shana. I don't say the bracha, but kriyat shema. Everyone agrees I have nothing to lose by saying Kriyat Shema as a Mishnah, Lo Hisika Mishkari Bakara. Right? So I certainly can say Kriyat Shema. So at worst, it's Talmud Torah. And at best, if you take the Kesef Mishnah, which happens to be the same person as the Shulchan Aruch's Pshat in the Rambam, so according, as far as he's concerned, right? As far as he's concerned, not everyone agrees with him, but as far as he's concerned, According to the Rambam, if I say Kriyat Shema now in the afternoon, am I Yotzei Min HaTorah?
Yeah.
Yes. So says Rav Yosef Karo in the Shulchan Aruch, what do I do after Dalet Sha'ot? Say Kriyat Shema, Kori Belo Birchotea, Kol Yom. Because I have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Correct? Okay? This is Rav Yosef Karo Shitasa. You have to know how he understood Zmane Kriyat Shema, right, in general, to understand what he's saying in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, if you don't know what he says in the Kesef Mishnah, you can't understand what he's saying here in the Shulchan Aruch. That simple. Okay? B'seder. Along comes the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says, number one, simply linguistically, B'shachbacha and Uvukumecha are not parallel. Not the same thing. He discusses what it means linguistically that Shriva can mean lying in bed, not just going to bed, being in bed, being asleep. Whereas Lakum means to get up. It doesn't mean to be up, it means to get up. So he says that his point about the parallelism is simply wrong. That's not how the Torah formulates the period.
Okay, say that one more time.
Yeah, he says that simply the Rabbi Yosef Karo claimed that b'shachbacha and u'kumecha should be parallel. If one means all night, that means all day. So he says, no, b'shachbacha, the word shriva, right, to lie in bed, not just to go to bed, but to lie in bed is called lishchov. Okay? But lakum means to get up. It doesn't mean to be awake. And so they're simply not parallel. That's why the zmanim are not parallel. The Torah's formulations are not parallel. It's an assumption that they're parallel. They're not parallel. So it's Magen Avraham. I'm just calling the Magen Avraham. No, I'm not saying he's right.
Who is Magen Avraham?
Magen Avraham is one of the classical Achronim commentaries on Shulchan Aruch.
No, like, what's his name?
Oh, the name. I'm so bad with names. I'll ask the name question. I look in the Shar of the Shulchan Aruch. I'm sorry, I should know, but I don't remember. I got mental blocks on names all the time. Sorry. Okay, anyhow, so Magen Avraham, that's what Magen Avraham says. Number two, he has a powerful kasha. This is his kasha on the Kesef Mishnah. Okay? Now, this is not kasha number four. I hope no one is writing this down as kasha number four yet. We're just getting there. Okay? It's a little bit of a journey until we get to number four, but it's worth it. So, what does the Magen Avraham say? Magen Avraham says, and besides, I have a tremendous kasha on the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah is trying to explain the Rambam. Okay? So, it has to work in the Rambam. It doesn't work in the Rambam, says the Kesef Mishnah. Why? Says the Magen Avraham, why? It's like this. You look at this. If you're right, says the Magen Avraham, then when am I, let me put it differently, out of 24 hours in the day, I'm sorry, I'll answer this for a second. Shalom. Atakan? Done? Oh, Otan, me? Okay, shalom. Otan. Et hamecham shamayim. I pashul ede. I marti lecha kol mitzvah. Ani mod mitzvah. Ani lo tifalti ze. Ishti. Efshar lekasher liishti. O ba'bayit o ba'pelfon shala. Ani ten lecha et hamisparim. Okay. Okay, I'm pashut lo yodea. Ha-mispar ba-bayit ze 993 27335 Ve-lo, as ba-pelephone ze 054 234 41 43 Okay, and I'm old mitzair, and I'm pashut lo yodea. Okay? Okay, toda rabba, kol tov, yom tov. Sorry. Someone has to pick up something for me, so I have to answer the phone to connect. I thought this was him, but it's not. Okay. Sorry. So here we go. Magen Avraham says, so I want to ask you a question, right? Just to preface the Magen Avraham. If I have 24 hours, okay?
This is still from our last class.
Well, then finals. Okay, if I have 24 hours, out of this 24 hours, what percentage of this can I say, and we'll divide in two halves, meaning day and night, okay, day I, it doesn't matter.
I used to make it to be like half-half.
What? But it doesn't matter. Yes, half-half. It doesn't matter. Whatever. I mean, it doesn't have to. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. You see, it's made. According to the Kesef Mishnah, what percentage of this can I say Kriyat Shema?
1/8. If you're
my Kesef Mishnah, I'm sorry, Minat Torah, Minat Torah.
Half a day, 50%.
What can I say Kriyat Shema?
All day,
all night. Can I? All night, everyone's going to agree to, right? What about daytime? What does the Kesef Mishnah say about what's Ukmecha?
All day.
That means that.
But you have two Chiyuvim, so.
Oh, you're twin. Did you prepare this? Okay. You have to. One step at a time. We got there. Excellent. One step. First, we have to know what the Magen Avraham says. Then we can shoot it down. Okay, give me a chance to say it first. Okay. So, Magen Avraham says like this. Look. He says, I don't understand. According to the Kesef Mishnah, when can I say Kriyat Shema? I can say Kriyat Shema all day. Every day, right? 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all year long. So Kriyat Shema should be Mitzvah Aseh She'en Hazman Grama. And yet the Rambam says black on white, we saw it ourselves with our very own eyes, that Kriyat Shema is Mitzvah Aseh She'en Hazman Grama. So you see the Kesef Mishnah is wrong. So, Eli and the Prima Gadim and the Shagat Aryeh all give a beautiful answer, which I'm going to summarize in two words. Ready? Shagat Aryeh says it at a little bit greater length, okay? But I like being concise, so I'm going to give you two words. It says there's a difference between high school continuous?
O-U-O-S.
O-U-O-S?
No, wrong.
No, that doesn't work.
O-U.
U-O-U-S.
Oh,
U-O-U-S.
What?
U-O-U-S.
U-O-U-S.
O-U.
So that's close. O-U-O-S.
Okay. Is that right? That doesn't look right either. But okay, whatever. Okay. You know what I mean. Okay, you know what I mean. He contrasts. He says, like, they all say like this. There's a difference between consecutive chiyuvim and continuous chiyuvim.
Who says this?
You did.
Okay, fine. But
okay, and also Prima Gadim on his Magen Avraham, and one of the greatest of the super commentaries on the Shulchan. Very, very important sefer. Beautiful stuff, Prima Gadim. About another time. Anyhow, Prima Gadim and the Shai Aryeh, one of the great, great Achronim, contemporary of the Gra. In any case, the point
who
is.
Tell you.
He also wrote the Tori Eben.
Did he
comment
on it?
Shai Nari is a contemporary of the Gra.
Okay.
But he's a like quasi tshuva. It's not really tshuva. It's really a discussion of topics, but whatever. It kind of passes off as tshuva. That's the story. Okay, the point here is they contrast consecutive and continuous chiyuv. Meaning, or a continuous chiyuv versus consecutive chiyuv. Meaning, if I have a chiyuv that's ongoing, okay, that's ein hazman grama. But if I have chiyuv number one, and right after it I have chiyuv number two, three, four, five, right? Continue, one after the other, with no break, where one ends, the next one begins, right? So what does that mean? It's called zman grama. Even though at any given point I could do that mitzvah. So, for example, Kriyat Shema. It's true that I can say Kriyat Shema any time of day or night, any day of the year. That's true. But I can't say, you know what? I want to go to bed early tonight. I don't want to wait for Tzedek Kochavim. I'm exhausted. You know, I'm going to say two Kriyat Shema this morning, and I'll be done for the day. You can't do that, because it's a chiyuv to say B'Shachwa, it's a chiyuv to say B'Mecha, and it's not interchangeable, right? That's what you were saying, right? Okay. So the point is that Naniach, it's one mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, but there are distinct time zones, and even though they are end to end, right? They are, one picks up where the other one leaves off, so there's never a gap, but that's not called Ein Hazman Grama, that's Zman Grama. So it says the Prima Gadim and the Shai's Aryeh and Eli and so on and so forth. I mean, that's okay. Beautiful svara.
But.
And here we come to question number four. Here's the but. But I have a problem. The svara, once again, the svara is very compelling. But let's check the facts. And here, the svara really is compelling. But nonetheless, we have to understand where the facts fit in. I have an interesting test case for this concept that we just articulated, and I think it's a beautiful concept, but I think I have a problem. The Rambam says that there's a chiyuv to daven every day, correct? And the chiyuv to daven every day according to Rambam in HaTorah. We're only interested in the Doraita at the moment, right? In HaTorah is a chiyuv to daven once a day, every day. Which means that I have to daven today, I have to daven tomorrow, daven the next day. Let's say I decide that, you know what, today I have a very light schedule. Not particularly rushed. I'm only discussing the Doraita. Okay, before Chacham come along, all Takanot, then, today I have a very light schedule. And it's after all, it's Thursday, you know, okay, not so lachutz, it's Seder. Tomorrow's Erev Shabbos is a short Erev Shabbos. When am I going to get everything done? I have to go here, I have to go there, I have to do this, I have to do that. Oh my God, when am I going to do everything? And on top of it, I have to daven? You know what? I'll daven twice today and not tomorrow. Okay, can I do that?
No.
Clearly not. Because there's a chiyuv daven today, there's a chiyuv daven tomorrow, there's a chiyuv daven the next day, correct? Or, in a word, tefillah is a series, according to the Rambam, right, according to Rambam, min haTorah, tefillah is a series of consecutive chiyuvim, which would make it mitzvah asay shazman grama. Correct? Right, Ellie?
Yeah.
Right. So yeah. Tefillah is mitzvah asay shazman grama. But what does the Rambam say? Is it tefillah is mitzvah asay she'ein hazman grama? Oops. And who is the Kesef Mishnah trying to explain? The Rambam, who is the Magen, who is the Prima Gadman, the Shaitz Aryeh, trying to defend against the Magen Avraham? The Kesef Mishnah, right? Who's trying to explain the Rambam? But if it doesn't work in the Rambam, then the whole deck of cards falls apart, right? That's question number four. It's a good kasha, no? By the way, there's a chida, and here I do remember the name. That's easy because chida stands for Chaim Yosef David Azulai.
Yeah, oh, sorry.
Yeah,
no,
go ahead.
Sorry.
I already said there's a chida. Okay, the chida. Chida, it's fascinating. The chida. Everyone's familiar with the chida. Chida was this incredible genius who he used to travel around all kinds of different countries. He would make the rounds. From what I'm saying, that's what I've heard, and do extensive research, but I think that he would go around to collect staka, for Shira, wherever. He would go around all different countries, and wherever he would go, he had a photographic memory, or sort of seems that way. And he is incredible. He would go from place to place, he would go to these libraries and pull out all these manuscripts. And then he would, you know, in his svarim, he would quote all this stuff from manuscripts. And so much of modern scholarship today, in terms of like all these things of identifying which Rishon is which and all these manuscripts and publishing, and, you know, and all these things that are published from Kisvei Yad, and so much is based on the work of the Chida, and quotes in his svarim, and it's one of the primary things that's used all the time. Anyhow, the Chida wrote an entire library of svarim, single-handedly. Wrote an entire library of svarim. At home, I have like shelves of chida, you know, just of stuff by the chida. Very, very prolific writer. And in so many different areas. He wrote on Tanakh, he wrote on Halacha, Kabbalah, Midrash, you name it. He wrote on Shatz, everything. Very important to say for an article, Birkei Yosef. You know, very, very important svar. Okay? Kitzur, the Chida has a sefer, which is a very, very important sefer. It's two thin volumes, very important sefer called Shem HaGadol. Okay, Shem HaGadol, which is an encyclopedia which goes through, there are two halves to it. One half goes through different svarim, and one half goes through different people. And this is the bibliographical, you know, discussion, biographical discussion of these different people in svarim, right? We'll look up about Rashi, or about the Ramban, or about the who knows, whatever, you know, early Achron, whatever. Tremendous wealth of information, very, very important discussions of all these. In Shem HaGdolim, there's tremendous irony in this, but okay. In Shem HaGdolim, in the entry on the Sefer Aguda, which is from the Bali HaTosot, on the entry on the Aguda, he says the following. He says that if a person knows well and, you know, really, you know, learns in depth and knows well what the Rishonim say, basically everything of value in the Achronim you'll have already seen in the Rishonim. I'm paraphrasing, but that's the basic idea of what he says, and it's just fascinating because, of course, hard to think of many Achron who wrote as many Nusfarim as the Chida did, but okay, that's a... although, and I say that he did, to a large degree, quote earlier Svarim. In any case, why do I mention that Chida here? The discussion between the Magen Avraham, between the Kesef Mishnah and the Magen Avraham, about B'shach B'chal B'kumecha, right? Where the Kesef Mishnah says, why don't we learn B'shach B'chal B'kumecha parallel to each other? And the Magen Avraham's response, again, over the course of the centuries, but nonetheless, the Kesef Mishnah's kasha and the Magen Avraham's teretz, ready for this? Both already appear in the Sefer Yireim, which is written by Rabbi Elazar Mimitz, the Talmud of Rabbi Natan. Okay, now, neither of them necessarily saw us in Sefer Yireim, but just interesting. So the Yireim says like this: Yesh lishol, bottom of the page. Yesh lishol, ki hechi da'amar b'shach b'cha kol zman shchiva u'mitzvah kriyat shma shel arvit kol alayla haya lo lefareishu v'kumecha kol zman kima u'teiz man kriyat shma shel shachrit kol hayom. Sound familiar? It's the Kesef Mishnah. Answers the Yireim, says Rabbi Elazar Mimitz, Yesh lamar. The b'shach b'cha mefurash shchivatcha. The pshat in b'shach b'cha is shchivatcha. Kmo achlecha, achilatcha. Mechlof meinem el shezenegin atol mat vezenegit al mal. Whether it's mil el mil rab, it's basically the same form. Aval bikumecha in yachol parish kimatcha el shalom atzinu kayotibos. It doesn't mean when you are up; it means when you are getting up. Okay. In any case, the point is a linguistic point. I just understand that the Yireim already is bothered by the question that the Kesef Mishnah raises, and he reaches the conclusion of the Magen Avraham, essentially, right? That it's the answer is a linguistic one rather than a halachic one, and very interesting how we have this discussion, you know, already foreshadowed in the Yireim. Okay? Yes?
Okay, can I just go back to your question?
Sure.
If you don't mind.
I don't mind.
Can't you say that, like, for consecutive mitzvot, in order for them to be Zman Grama, though? Meaning, like, consecutive can't be two different days. Like, there's an objective day where it, like, ends the time.
I think it's the same idea. In other words, the point is that you can't say it's not Zman Grama, because Zman is Garam. It has to be done today. You can also
maybe
do Zman
Grama. Any day. Meaning, like, a day is not necessarily Zman Grama, because a day, like, a lot of it just has to be repeated once a day.
Okay. There's something to what you're saying. I think it needs a little bit of, a little. I think so. I think we can go a little further. Say it. We'll try. One last question. This is not, I would not bother with this question except for the fact that we have four others that are very solid. So we'll throw in a fifth just for, you know, icing on the cake. Bottom of side one. Shagat Aryeh also, another Shagat, two Shagat Aryehs. The relevance here, one is Yud Bet, which we already discussed. In Yud Dalet, he asks the following question. He gives an answer, which we're not going to get into, but yeah, it raises an interesting question. It says, the Mishnah Megillah talks about mitzvot where you have the whole night to do it. And it talks about mitzvot where you have the whole day to do it, right? Mishnah in Megillah, okay? So he says, why is it, according to the Rambam, that it doesn't talk about a mitzvah we have all day and all night. Namely, what mitzvah can you do all night and all day? Tefillah. You do tefillah all night and all day, according to Rambam. So why is that not included in the Mishnah? But Seder, I throw this in not because it's such a troublesome kasha, but because the answer to it is actually interesting.
Why is this in the Shakar Aryeh?
Yeah, bottom of the first side. In other words, he wants to know why, according to Rambam, that tefillah is mitzvah say minat Torah, and you have all day, night and all day to do it. Why isn't such a category included in the Mishnah in Megillah? The Mishnah talks about things we have all night. It talks about mitzvah we have all day, meaning all 12 hours. Why not tefillah, which you have all 24 hours? Why doesn't such a category exist yet? Say that? Okay.
No. I'm sorry.
The Mishnah enumerates mitzvah that you have all 12 hours of day.
Okay.
Enumerates mitzvah we have all 12.
So why Tishma right there?
Why isn't tefillah, according to, if you said like the Rambam, that it's minat Torah, and you have all 24 hours to do it, why isn't such a category in the Gemara, in the Mishnah?
Yeah, 24-hour category.
Right. And it should be tefillah. It should be the example of it. Okay. It's clearly the least important of the five questions. Beseder? Okay. So I'd like to give you one answer to all the kashas. Okay? There's one answer to all the kashas. Not from beginning to end, one answer. Okay? One answer. Ready? Ready? Yeah? There are two types of principles in halacha. There are principles that are local, and there are principles that are global. And that's the answer. That's the answer. It's really as simple as that. Okay? It's a very, very important yisod. It's a very important yisod, and it affects all kinds of things in learning all over the place. I'm going to explain. Anyway, I'll elaborate a little bit, but just a little bit. This is in a few minutes, Master. We're basically done. Basically done. This is just the wrap up. There are local definitions and there are global. Let me explain what I mean by that. Okay. For example, we're learning Shabbos. We're learning about the Malach. So there are things that are local. In other words, how do you define mochek? Right? Is mochek preparing to write? Is mochek destruction of care? That's a local hagdara of what mochek is. Right? It's within the box of mochek. This is in Hilcha mochek. That's how. Right? Then there are things that are global principles. Maybe global in the sense that, right, that it affects how halacha works in general, or at least in Hilchot Shabbat in general, right? That there's a difference between mezid and shogeg. Now, if you're discussing mochek, you want to know whether he did it b'mezid or b'shogeg, that's going to affect the outcome. That's not a halacha of mochek. That's just in general, in Torah, it makes a difference whether you do something b'mezid or b'shogeg, right? In terms of Hilchot Shabbat, there are things that are part, the definition of that particular malacha, right? Kosher has to be almanat, you know, it has to be shel kayama. Then there are global definitions. Is it psik resha delo nichale, or is it psik resha de nichale? Is it mitkaven? Is it mitasek? Is it mekalkel or mitaken? Is it, you know what I'm saying? Global definitions, global principles, and local definitions. And these are two different dimensions. Seder? Okay, you know what I'm referring to, right? And that's true throughout halacha, throughout Torah. Okay. The Rambam clearly, I think, we've seen this already many times, but I just want to articulate it. It's implicit in everything we've seen. The Rambam, and I think many others would agree to this, but the Rambam certainly is saying the following. That if I have a mitzvah aseh that's ongoing meaning that there isn't a local definition of when to do it, nor is there a, nor is there, nor, I'm sorry, nor have I completed it and eliminated it from existence. Okay? But it's ongoing. It's ongoing. And there is no local time definition for this mitzvah. Then there is a global principle that's not particular to any one mitzvah say, but a global principle. And the global principle is that each day the chiyuv is renewed. Okay? I'm sure you're all familiar with the discussion about why we do Netilat Yadayim in the morning, right? And one of the ideas that appears in Mishalim is that's like the Kohen who was Mekasha Mekior for that day of Avoda. And so too, when we begin our day of Avoda, it's a new day, it's a new beginning. So we have a new hitchayvut in mitzvot in general. Says the Rambam, if there's not a particular local definition for time, if there's not a local time definition for the mitzvah, then there's a default global definition, which is kol yom vayom. Each day is a new day, is a new chiyuv. Okay? Very simple, right? So, if I have a mitzvah that's ongoing, so I'm going to do it every day. Therefore, we understand everything we've seen. Let's go one by one. Okay? We're going to go one by one. It's very simple. The Torah does not say that there's a concept of milah on the 9th day, 10th day, 11th day, says Reb Chaim, and he's right. But he's right that there is no such definition locally. But there is such a definition globally. Meaning, not because milah as milah is defined as the 8th day and then the 9th day and the 10th day, but rather because mitzvot aseh are defined as b'chol v'yom v'yom. And therefore, the Rambam says, when am I mevatel the mitzvah? If I didn't do it on the, you know, if I didn't do it, so I'm mevatel b'chol yom v'yom, because each day is a new chiyuv in that mitzvah. If I don't do it, and so therefore, since that's the way mitzvot aseh work in general, right? If I don't do it in the morning of the 9th, but I do it in the afternoon of the 9th, so I wasn't a zariz, but I did that mitzvah, which was to do it on the 9th at this point. Not because the 9th as the 9th, but 9th because as the next day when I become chayv in that mitzvah. And then tomorrow I become chayv in the mitzvah again, and the next day, and the next day. So each day is a unit, not locally defined, but globally defined. And this is, of course, the answer to the Ramban's kasha on the Rambam. The Torah says, Vavaditem la'avdo, right, and all these other statements. And the Rambam says, based on many statements in Chazal, and the Ramban admits that it could be interpreted as referring to tefillah. But says the Ramban, Naniach is referring to tefillah. But where does it say b'chol yom v'yom? Where does it say each and every day? The answer is, it doesn't say it about, it's not a local halach of tefillah. It's a global definition of how mitzvah say works. Since I have an ongoing chiyuv of tefillah, when do I have to do it? Each and every day. Because it's not something that I complete or finish. Like it's by milah. So as long as he's an arel, he has the chiyuv each and every day. And each and every day that he doesn't do it, he's mevatel mitzvah. And within each day, it's only a lack of tzvizah. Once he does milah, so he doesn't have a chiyuv anymore. That doesn't happen by tefillah. I don't daven today, and so I'm done. Right? It's lahavdil, like washing the dishes, right? You know, like sweeping the floor. You know, I understand. I did it already. You know, no, but it remains. You know, I have to do it again and again. And the point is that so there's a chiyuv to daven each and every day. The Ramban asks, where do you see the b'chol yom v'yom part? And the answer is the same place you see b'chol yom v'yom by milah, meaning that's a global definition of how mitzvah say work. It is not part of the particular halacha of tefillah or milah or any of these things. And there are a lot of other mitzvah that are undefined mitzvah say that work the same way. But we're not going to get into all the others now, just in terms of the ones that we saw. We'll survive. And this is the pshat in the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvot. Ram and Sefer Mitzvah and Mitzvah Say Yud says as follows. I've told you about tefillah and it's a chiyuv to daven every day. And I've told you that there's a mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, to say Kriyat Shema B'shach B'chav Mecha. So you'll ask me, I have two mitzvahs that are a series of consecutive chiyuvim, right? Where I always have the chiyuv, but it's not continuous, it's consecutive. And in the case of tefillah, I told you what? That women are obligated because the mitzvah say, she'ein hazman gram. In the case of Kriyat Shema now, what am I going to tell you? Ein hanashim chayava because mitzvah say, she'ein hazman. So we ask, what's the difference between the two? Says the Rambam, the difference between the two, that's this middle section. The difference between the two is that the Torah does not give a definition in terms of tefillah of zman. That Chachamim supply. On a d'oraita level, the Torah doesn't say anything about zman for tefillah. What do you mean? But it's every single day? No, but that's a global thing. That's not a local thing. That doesn't make zman grama. What makes zman grama is if that's how this mitzvah is defined. Not if that's how mitzvah say work in general. This mitzvah is defined that way. So then it's mitzvah say shazman grama. Okay. So therefore, says the Rambam, I'm going to show you in Chazal that they say that the zman definition of the particular mitzvah, right, is introduced midrabanan when it comes to tefillah as opposed by kriyat shema. That's what the Rambam quotes from Tosafta. Right, so the Rambam says, "V'lashon Tosafta k'shem shenina shenana Torah keva lekriyat shema." The Torah gives us a definition of the zmanim of kriyat shema. There, the mitzvah is defined in terms of zman. But kach natnu chacham zman letefillah kolomish zmaneh tefillah ina minat Torah. The idea of specific zman for tefillah, that's not minat Torah. We just have the global definition. We don't have any local definitions. Amnam chovat tefillah. True, we said that the chov of tefillah is minat Torah, but as we explained, but understand what the ikar and what the tafel is here. The ikar here is to say, understand the zman component on a local level is only introduced into tefillah on a drabbanon level, even though the chiyuv itself is d'oraita.
I don't understand why it's here
now. Oh, because here the Rambam is trying. It all leads up to the last line. Is an explanation of why, now that he's said both tefillah and kriyat shema, he's explaining why there's a difference between kriyat shema and tefillah in terms of zman grama. Even though both are ostensibly consecutive chiyuvim, but they're not, because the definition of zman in kriyat shema is a local definition. That's how this mitzvah is defined. When it comes to tefillah, no, it's just a global definition, but in terms of this mitzvah per se, there is no definition of zman in terms of this mitzvah. Well, we have to number four, I think. No, we did number four. We did number four.
No,
we already explained number four. We explained already. I explained the difference between local and global. That's okay. And finally, the Shagasari asked, why isn't there a Mishnah that says that there are mitzvot that are all day and all night, and namely the tefillah is an example where you have 24 hours? The answer is you don't have 24 hours. It's not defined in terms of zman at all. That's the whole point of 24 hours. Right, so of course we don't have a Mishnah. In other words, the Mishnah and Megillah are talking about things where that mitzvah has a definition in terms of Zman, but things where it's not defined in terms of Zman at all, but it's just that we have a global understanding of how mitzvahs work, so then of course it's not a Mishnah to tell me that I have 24 hours. It's not that I have 24 hours. It's not defined in terms of time. It's just that since it's not defined in terms of time, so each day I have to do it. Right, so there's a very simple answer to Shai's question. He has his own answer, but I'm saying, but there's a very simple answer, and the answer I think really speaks to the basic sheet of the Rambam.
What was the meaning of 24-hour category doesn't exist because that's just
right. And what do you say that I have 24 hours for tefillah? I have all day and all night for tefillah. It's not that I have all day and all night. It's not that there's a zman and the zman is all day and all night. If that were the case, it would be mitzvah seishas zman grama. No, it's that there is no zman. The Mishnah and Megillah are not talking about things that have no Zman. It's talking about things that have a Zman. Where the Zman is the night, where the Zman is the day. So you want to add a category where the Zman is day and night? Good, give me an example. And we'll include the Mishnah. But the Rambam's halacha of tefillah is not an example of that. It's an example of something where there is no Zman definition. Okay. And well, Mr. Bear, that when we talk about mitzvah seishas zman grama, it means where that particular mitzvah is defined in terms of time. It doesn't mean where there is no zman, and therefore we have this default idea of every day being chayav in it. Okay, so I said, I think that's the one answer that really explains all of these different issues, and I think it's a very important issue. It explains all kinds of things, explains from issues in tefillin to tzedakah to all kinds of areas. In any case, I just wanted to show you the basic principle and zehu. Okay, let's say that.
Thank you.